Cool. Hey, I'm John Bolger with Premier Guitar, and I'm here with Emily Kokal of the band Warpaint before their gig in Nashville, Tennessee.
Hello.
Hello, interwebs. Hey, Emily, thanks so much for joining us. I know you guys are hitting it nonstop and you're a little rushed, so thanks for taking the time to talk to us.
No problem.
Can we start with this very cool guitar you're playing?
Yes. So this is a 66 Jaguar.
Wow.
Fender Jag.
How cool. No relic stuff for you. The real the real deal.
This was an amazing gift from a friend of mine. And I also have a very nice Strat at home, which is I think it's a 57.
Wow.
So I don't take that on the road.
Yeah.
But I've definitely recorded, like the first two albums were recorded mostly on that Strat.
Wow. What great guitars.
But this one was, it was a little bit buzzy and it kind of had a sitar sound.
Sure, yeah.
So I changed out the bridge and I put in an American Mastery bridge. And he's from Minneapolis.
Yeah.
And it's a really great company and the guitar just sounds that much more nice.
Yeah, it's funny. That's like the Achilles heel of the Jaguar is the bridge. It's
exactly.
Otherwise, it's like their top of the line guitar at the time.
Totally.
And they missed that one little bit. But yeah, that makes all the difference.
Yeah, I guess Johnny Marr put a Mustang bridge in his.
Yeah.
Which I was thinking about doing, but then I found this guy and.
Yeah, way better. That's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
So other than that, it looks all stock. I mean.
Yeah.
Pickups and everything else.
Great. I broke the headstock off the Strat.
Oh.
Putting it into a trunk without a case.
God.
So I never did that again.
Yeah. Oh boy, that's a tough
Every time I look, it's just like sliced right there.
Oh. Well, you know what?
You gotta play it.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. If you're just like a collector, that'd be one thing, but as a musician, it's your guitar, so what the hell?
You just can be like, you made it sound better.
Yeah.
More character.
right. So do you tour with any new instruments as well, or just come out with this one cool vintage?
Yeah, this is the only guitar that I play. But we have recently acquired some new Fenders, the offsets.
Oh, cool.
That's a Mustang over there. You can probably take a look at it later.
Yeah, I'll just grab it quick. Okay.
It's the new offsets, and this one has P90s in them.
Yeah, that's cool.
And these sound really good. They gave us a few of these.
So is that your backup? Should number one?
Yeah, it's our backup. Jen plays it on one song, so it's kind of there for her.
Yeah.
But I've just basically played this guitar.
God, it's beautiful.
I barely ever change the strings. It's really.
You know what?
Just what happens. It's actually really dirty.
Yeah, you might need a tetanus shot after
waiting
long enough.
Toxic.
Yeah, that's cool though. I don't know. I like the sound of dirty strings sometimes.
Yeah, me too.
I guess Clapton never changed his.
Really?
Yeah, he would only like change them when he breaks them or wanted. That was what he would do back in the day. They felt better, so I get it.
Yeah.
But that's beautiful.
Thank you.
Let's talk about your pedal board. You before this started, you told me an interesting pedal board story.
Oh, yeah. So we've been on the road for 3 weeks already, and we've just been in Europe and Iceland.
Oh, wow.
But on the way over, we had a stopover in Iceland, and the pedals stayed in Iceland for an extended vacation. And so when I got to the venue, I had to go buy all new pedals. So a lot of these pedals are actually brand new. I got them back. I got the old ones back, but these new ones were better.
Oh, good. A little upgrade.
Yeah.
Yeah, nice. Okay.
Let's
start. So you start with your tune, you go to your tuner.
And then
from the tuner to...
You got the boost, the overdrive.
Cool.
This is a Tube Screamer, which I had the Tube Screamer Turbo, which was a little bit too grindy for my sound.
Mm-hmm.
So this was actually a real blessing that I lost those pedals because I found this.
Cool.
Which you can really dial in a nice, smooth. I use it, I keep it on the whole entire set. And I use it just for a little bit of gain and boost and grit because I play a JC120, which is a really clean amp.
Yeah.
So that gives it a little bit of oomph.
Yeah, sure, a little warmth and grit.
And this boost is really nice. There's a pre and a post boost pedal switch, which is, I like for a little extra.
Yeah, that's cool. It's funny, I reviewed that pedal and I tried the where you could switch around, and I couldn't tell the difference.
It's really subtle. That's yeah. why I like it, actually. Yeah.
But like yeah. you're a true, like somebody really living with it, I guess they'll find what
you
works
dial
best
dial it in
them.
More. Yeah, yeah cool. it is really subtle. And I also have it down really low, so.
Yeah, cool.
And then I usually, so the first guitar pedal that I ever had was given to me by our original drummer, Shannon. And it was just a Boss reverb pedal. Okay. And I've basically had it forever, but when it got lost, I got this Holy Grail, which is kind of temporary. I really like that pedal, the Boss reverb,
yeah,
even though...
they're great. Yeah,
yeah it's just yeah. like, it's. I'm so used to it that it's hard to change it up.
Right.
But I like the Holy Grail and how it can get kind of more psyche.
Sure.
It has more of that old school sound, which yeah, is nice.
It's something how you get used to a pedal and it kind of... you just get used to sounding a certain yeah, way and you know how to get your thing out of it.
Yeah, yeah. You play into that sound or you yeah. it informs the way you play.
Yeah, that's a good way to put it.
So I'm like, I should put that other reverb back on there.
But that's your placeholder for now.
Yeah, okay. And that's cool. Cool. I got this Corona when I lost the pedals too. It's a TC Helicon Chorus.
Oh, cool.
And it's really cool. And because what I normally have is this Neo Clone, which is small version of the small clone.
Yeah.
And I love it because it has this up, this depth switch. So I keep the depth high and I turn the rate up and it gets really grindy, almost vibrato.
Oh, wow. Hey, could you try
yeah.
it once? I
yeah.
I'm dying
so
to hear it.
This is kind of what I was playing earlier, but like if you really want to go
yeah,
crazy,
let's hear crazy,
it's like, that's probably not even.
Oh, yeah.
You can get really crazy, like.
Oh yeah. It's trippy.
Kind of like Talking Heads.
Yeah.
Adrian Ballou stuff. And this is a song, we have a song called Bees, which I'm kind of fucking around with.
Yeah. No, you can say that. Yeah.
Yeah. It's the first time I've ever done that before. Yeah. Swear it in my life. But yeah, it's a, sorry. I used to have this, you know the Boss Vibratos, the old ones?
Yeah.
The B2s, I think?
Yes, yes, they just reintroduced.
Did they?
Yeah.
Okay, so I have the blue one.
Oh, good. Yeah, those are really coveted.
Yeah, they're really nice. And I always used to have that kind of warble on my sound, but then this pedal is kind of all in one with that.
Oh, cool.
Because I really liked the tension of that rate and that depth.
That seasicky
yeah,
kind
yeah.
of thing. Yeah.
It's funny because I'll forget. I'm so used to that sound, and it is such a big part of how I play that when Nick is sound checking and I hear the guitar, I'm always like, that's what my guitar sounds like. That's crazy. But I really love it.
Yeah, that's great.
I think that we have a element of soothing in our music, but we also have a lot of tension.
Yeah, that's cool.
You know, a little bit of both juxtaposition,
sides. Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's funny. The soothing seems that much more soothing when you put it next to some tension. You know?
Yeah, and you put some... it's giving it a little bit of... edge, especially because a lot of what we do is really relaxing and
yeah.
really groovy.
Yeah, the vocal thing is so yeah. smooth and yeah. relaxing. Yeah, that's cool.
And then we have this that I just got, which is the Strymon, which is amazing. And this is a pedal I purchased because the airline purchased it.
Good, perfect.
So I could justify...
Are you happy with the airline?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know how much we've been reimbursed so far, but I'm just banking on it.
Yeah, good.
This is like, was like a, it's like £300. Quite expensive.
Yeah.
But it's really cool. Have you ever played with these?
I haven't played with that one, but I've worked with some of them. Yeah, they're cool.
The Blue Sky, that reverb.
Yeah.
It's
yeah,
really
that's
nice.
Great. Let's hear a little bit of this.
This is just made it onto my pedals. So it, I don't know that well, but it's got this tape age thing.
Oh yeah, that's really
where,
rich.
Wait.
Oh yeah.
This was doing something more dramatic yesterday when I had it on a different setting. Okay, it's not happening. It was more like doing this kind of long sustains the more I had it low, but I don't know what setting that was. This is the Wow and Flutter.
Yeah.
Though.
Ooh man, that gets really big, right?
almost sounds like chorus.
Yeah.
Make some really good, like, David Lynch soundtracky.
Sure. Yeah.
Eerie.
That's
eerie
great.
Shit. And then just a digital delay that I do for just an extra, like, sustain kind of.
Sure.
So I'll keep it really short. And then all this stuff just runs through my amp.
All right, so we're in amp land, your tried and true jazz chorus.
Yep. I got this because I saw Adrian Blue playing it.
Right.
On a Talking Heads
video.
Yeah, sure. So I really, and I know it was mostly used for synthesizers, I think, too, or it was marketed as a synthesizer amp because it's really clean.
Yeah.
But I know, like, a lot of, like, Robert Smith from The Cure and a lot of 80s.
Yeah.
New Order and that kind of sound.
Yeah.
It's got a really great chorus. Obviously, I like chorus a lot.
Do you use the chorus on the amp?
I used to use it all the time because I didn't have the chorus pedal, and it's really great. In fact, I'm trying to remember. Actually, don't remember. Maybe you know they have a certain pedal that is supposed to emulate it, but it's not a Roland pedal.
Yeah.
I think it might be the Electro-Harmonix Polychorus.
I don't know.
I might be making this up.
But I'm sure somebody's, because that is like the quintessential chorus sound. So
yeah,
I'm sure people are trying to emulate it.
Definitely.
And Billy Duffy, you know, he used it a lot.
And, who's that?
Of the Cult,
Billy
Duffy.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, he has two Marshalls and this in the middle, so it's pretty awesome together.
Did he use the chorus?
Yeah, on these big 80s cool. hits. And yeah.
This is cool too, it's got the vibrato and the chorus.
Oh, cool.
And then there's some things I don't really mess with, like the distortion. Usually have that on.
Yeah.
It's kind of weird.
No, you're getting such a great tone out of your pedals, it makes sense. Use this as a clean platform.
But it's really nice reverb and really nice chorus if you want it. And then just, I like having a really clean sound. Although I love Voxes, and I used to have a Vox, and tube amps are really cool.
Yeah.
I like, I have a small Fender Princeton.
Oh, cool. Those are
really nice.
Yeah.
And in fact, sometimes I really just love the sound of a practice amp.
Sure.
And we just did Jules Holland in England.
Yeah.
And Wilco was playing.
Oh yeah.
And Jeff Tweedy had like a tiny practice amp as his main amp.
Sure.
I was like, okay, it's totally okay. Good to know.
Isn't that funny when you play like on your little practice rig? You think, God, this sounds better than my rig.
Totally.
Because
you get that nice breaking up sometimes, especially those Cube amps, which is Roland.
They're amazing.
Yeah, we actually have recorded some stuff. I've recorded some stuff on this last album.
Oh,
off the Cube.
That's cool. I think part of it is like there's no expectations for it to be great, so it's so amazing when they are great.
Yeah.
Little practice
amps. Yeah, exactly.
It's like, you know, when you bring in a big rig, it's like this looks kick ass, so it's got to sound kick ass, and sometimes they do, sometimes they don't.
Sometimes it's too much.
Yeah, sometimes it's too much pressure.
Yeah. On the poor little amp.
Yeah.
This is cool. Big.
Yeah, and this is like bulletproof too. Have you had this forever?
So this is a backline rental.
Oh, okay.
Because we just came from Europe.
Oh,
but
yeah.
I've had mine forever, and I got the amp for free.
Oh, nice.
This is like incriminating. But I got it for free because the company that I bought it from brought it, they shipped it to me, and then they billed me, and then they reimbursed me.
Perfect.
And I was like, really broke at the time, too.
Yeah.
And I was like, thank you.
Hey, maybe.
Thank you, universe.
Yeah, maybe the universe wanted you to make music. That's good. Free guitar, free amp. You can't beat that.
No, it's true. And we get really lucky. Fender has been really generous with us and been hooking us up. And it's cool.
Great.
It's cool to play guitar.
Yeah, well, fabulous. Well, hey, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you.
You know, congrats on everything and enjoy the never-ending tour.
Thank you.
Hey, now I'm with Teresa Wayman of Warpaint. Teresa, thanks for joining us.
My pleasure.
Tell me about this very cool bass.
Okay, well, this bass is really special to me because Stella, our drummer, her dad actually had it put together for me. He builds speakers, but he also is a bass player and just an all-around cool guy. And he built put together a bass with old like Fender parts for Stella, and it was like the best thing I've ever played, and so
really?
I had him make me one as well.
It's so just what really, are the ingredients?
This isn't true vintage. I don't believe the body isn't, but the neck and the all the other, well, these, the tuners and stuff, they're all like 60s. The neck is a 60s. Wow. I'm not sure which year.
Cool, yeah, it's got that great transitional logo back there. That's too cool.
And I think, yeah, it's a precision base neck and body, basically. And some flat wounds and, I don't know, pretty simple, just basic, you know, one setting on the, well, there's a tone knob, but you know, you're not switching between the pickups or anything. Very simple, but I love the sound of it.
And, yeah, the P-Bass, it's like they got it right the first time.
Yeah.
It's like the perfect, simple, you know.
Right, I mean, I don't even know, I've never played an original P-Bass or anything, so I don't quite know how it differs from this. But something to look into, I guess.
Yeah, well, you'll probably never find one as cool as that.
I know, I just love that. Stella's dad.
Yeah.
Put it together. Him and a friend actually did it for me. But
very cool.
The flat wounds make it really nice and smooth.
Yeah. And are they? Yeah. That's. Are they colored?
No. It's probably just picking up light.
Okay, it's picking up light. I thought they were like purple strings.
That'd be really cool.
That would be very cool. So you're playing bass just on a few songs. Guitar is your thing, though.
Guitar is my main thing. Yeah. I play bass on a song on this, our latest album, and then one on the previous album. So there's usually one.
Yeah.
But
it's
one
problem.
It's
fun to swap it up like that.
Yeah, it really is, actually. It's nice. That's how we, Warpaint originally started. We were doing that all the time.
Yeah.
I was like playing drums on a couple songs, and then Shannon, Jen's sister, when she was in the band, she would play drums, and we would switch drums and guitar. Jen pretty much has played bass since